Al-Bayan Radio presents Prophetic Advice presented by Waleed Mulhim.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi man wala. Part 4. In the brief explanation of the wording of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wording that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described his speech saying, وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Indeed, that which the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says is not from his whim nor desire, but indeed it is wahi, revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is legislation. It is that which we implement. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن العبد ليتكلم بالكلمة ما يتبين ما فيها يزل بها في النار أبعد ما بين المشرق والمغرب. وهذا الحديث متفق عليه. This hadith that is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, stating that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, indeed the slave will utter a kalima, will utter a word, not a sentence, will utter a word, not taking heed nor clarifying this word, that will end him up in the hellfire, the distance between the east and the west. That he will enter the hellfire, that is the distance between the east and the west. Now in this hadith, my brothers and sisters in Islam, we understand that our speech, that which we utter, is a very, very severe matter. As Umar radiallahu anhu has mentioned, saying, كثرتُ الكلام كثرتُ الخطأ. The more speech or the more words you speak, the more mistakes you make. We are human beings. Our phrases and our sentences, our words, are not perfect. The Prophet ﷺ is advising us and reminding us here that indeed a phrase, a word that a slave may say may enter him into the hellfire that is much more further than the east and the west by one word. This one word, my brothers and sisters in Islam, is a very important word, because we know the kalima of La ilaha illallah enters you into the Jannah. It is this kalima that enters you into Islam. It is this kalima that is the highest of Iman. As the Prophet ﷺ says, الإيمان بضع وسبعون شعبة أعلاها قول لا إله إلا الله. That indeed Iman is, in this narration, between 73 to 79 branches. And the highest and pinnacle of this is the statement of لا إله إلا الله. It is a phrase. And also a phrase that you can mistakenly say or rush to say, not taking heed of what you've said, that causes divorce. Somebody says to his wife, you're divorced. And then he says, I was angered, or I was not thinking. Well, guess what? This has now been written one upon you. This kalima, not taking heed. Now, this also kalima, somebody could mock the religion, say something very bad upon the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, or the religion of Allah, the Quran of Allah, the Sharia of Allah, and this could exit him from the tree of Islam. And he was not taking heed of this kalima. Or it could be this phrase he says to his mother, upsets his mother, leaving his mother to make dua against him, and then this son dying upon this evil dua and entering into the Jahannam because he disrespected or went against the commandments of Allah in obeying his mother, and his mother was upset. Or this could be his father, in fact. So here, my brothers and sisters in Islam, take this hadith from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and take heed of that which you say. And he advised Mu'adh when he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he took his tongue and he said, kuffa alayka hadha, hold this. And then he said in the hadith, after Mu'adh asked him, he said, Mu'adh, O Prophet of Allah, will the people be entered into the Jahannam because of this? He said, a statement, ثَقِلَتْكَ أُمُّكَ يَا مُعَاذ. A statement that he was shocked that Mu'adh said this. And it's not in fact a dua against him, but wake up, of course, that indeed they will be thrown upon their faces and their nose, except because that which their tongue has reeked in. Your tongue can lead you to the hellfire, and your tongue can lead you to the Jannah. As the Prophet ﷺ says, whoever can safeguard or promise to safeguard that which is in between their jaw or in their mouth, which is the tongue, and that which is in between their private parts, indeed Jannah is for him, or Jannah will be written for him. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes of those who think about that which they say before they say. The Prophet ﷺ says in many hadith, مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُطْ. Whoever believes in Allah and His message, let him say good, or let him say nothing at all. And many of the ulama, such as An-Nawawi rahimahullah, says this is a clear ahadith to state that whoever has no good to say should not speak at all. Only say that which is going to benefit you in this dunya and the hereafter. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rectify our affairs and our mistakes, and that He erects our tongue and makes the last statement in this dunya for us all by the kalima of La ilaha illallah walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
This program was presented by Al-Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.